So this is part two of the saga of Elazar ben Dordaya, or as he's called in the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, who was addicted to sexual desire, had frequented every zona, heard about a very exotic, foreign zona, lived in a city by the sea, traveled across seven rivers carrying a pack of gold to solicit her services. I spent the first year trying to trace the pathology and the toxicity of addiction, of escapism, of fantasy. Now he meets her. And he enters the room, and he's ready to commit the terrible avera. And somehow, during this interaction between the two, she lets forth some gas, what we would call a burp. It's not exactly a clean language, but... And somehow, he gets startled, obviously. And she then turns to him and says, just like that gas that came out of my body can never be retrieved, similarly, Elazar ben Dordaya can never do tshuva. Now, this Elazar ben Dordaya had heard, probably, countless musar from his teachers, from his mentors, from his parents, from his friends. Nothing got through to him. He was so hypnotized and so stupefied by his addiction. Somehow, this zona in that short little comment got through to him. Now, part of it is, and I alluded to this in the previous year, in one of the classic musar strategies for facing the glitz and the beauty and the attraction, is to remind yourself that one day it will all be rima vitolea, it will all be ground to dust. Even if you don't take that morbid sense of death and dust and worms, but just to realize that very often the subjects of our physical attractions, they're like you and me, the regular people, bodies like you and me, digestive systems like you and me. And if we just are able to climb out of the fantasy in which we create fantasy objects rather than real objects and real people. And this gas that emitted from this woman was a jolt, was a reminder of Elazar ben Dordaya. What are you making out of women? To a degree, it's not just morally sinful from a sexual standpoint. It's also objectifying other people and turning them into objects of desire rather than human beings. And this brought him down to earth, reminded him that this is a human body. This woman has a human body, and that human body conducts the process of digestion, and part of the process of digestion and part of the process of life is not always going to be pretty. There's ugliness associated with it, and it's an entire package, and you treat human beings as an entire package rather than profiling and objectifying and turning people into objects. But what I also think happened was not just that the gas came out of this person's body, as it comes out from all of our bodies inevitably, but she spoke to him. And he hadn't heard that voice before because he wasn't expecting it. It was, on the one hand, very real and reductive and existential. She didn't talk about the dangers of sin, the immorality of sin, the folly of sin. She didn't talk in high-minded terms. But she spoke very, very directly to Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. This gas is you. You are this gas. This gas cannot be retrieved. You cannot be retrieved. And I think sometimes when we deliver Musar, when we think about Musar, we speak Musar, we try to find Musar voices, it's hard to speak and to cut through and to talk to people's heart and to talk about them. I try very, very hard when I speak to personalize it. I'm trying to live it for myself, but also to personalize it. Very often I'll say, think of the person that represents this tray. Think of the last time you did. Think of the way you can change. It's uncomfortable to get into people's private world and private space and make things personal. It's always easier if they're one of the words I really try not to use. I don't think I ever use it is one. When one does. I just feel that the one depersonalizes it. And when you depersonalize moral guidance, again, it's very respectful and you're not invading anyone's private domain or private autonomy. But you're speaking in such generalized terms that it's hard to connect. People don't always connect it and ground it to their lives. And I think that's part of what got through to Elazar ben Dordaya. This is finally someone that was speaking not about morality, not about ethics, not about values, not about ideology, not about philosophy, about you. Your life has finished. Your life has ended. Your life right now is like this gas. It will dissipate, it will vanish, you will vanish. And look, there's a balance between the way we speak to people, and it depends upon what they see in us and what our prior relationship is. And to speak to someone you don't know that way would be offensive, but I think we have to learn to speak in these terms and to use this type of language in ways that still allow room for respect and aren't manipulative and monochromatic and didactic. There's a difference between didacticism and patronizing and being able to speak to people directly and to cut through and speak in existential terms.